It's called Cladophora, an algae native to the Great Lakes. But over the last 8 years, large masses of it have been washing up on the shores of Lake Michigan and rotting. Greg Kleinhines is a biology professor at UW Oshkosh. He says Cladophora is hurting the tourism economy.
So, you know, when you're talking Door County and, you know, people have a significant real estate investment and all of a sudden your shoreline smells like a sewer, you know, it doesn't go over very well.
The algae becomes a health concern when it carries E. coli with it. In the 1970s, Cladophora also led to beach closures. Then it mysteriously disappeared. Kleinhines says there are a number of theories on the recent Cladophora resurgence. It could have something to do with water clarity, allowing sunlight to reach the algae in the lake, or with phosphorus runoff.
Nonetheless, on our take, it really doesn't matter how it got there. We're trying to find something that we can do, one, with the material that's washing up and determine really how much of an effect that's having on, in our question, public beach.
Kleinhines says the stinky algae that washes on shore could make good compost. When it's dried out, Cladophora is very combustible, so it may have potential as a biofuel. The issue will be addressed at a forum this Thursday at UW Oshkosh. Biologists will share their research with beach managers, public health officials, and the public. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.